www.thebeatmedia.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Oh, yes. The saga continues here on the Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Yes, indeed it does. Oh, it's going to get really good today. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. Like I said, the saga continues. But, hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her, Stephanie Joy. Say hi.
Hello.
Okay, that's good. Let's go on here. Welcome to the show, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to our personal pages, mine, which would be Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both if you would. Bradley Dean double E double E. There's actually a video posted there if you'd like to see who I am, what I look like. It doesn't give you like a scratch and sniff area on that video, but you guys kind of get the point. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts. And phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. I also want to let you know, too, friends, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and all of you bloggers that continuously take shots at me 24-7, you have nothing better to do with your lives. I understand that. Please, phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. We are showing you our labor of love with our works and by our works, 1 John 3:18. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. And George Washington's motto was deeds, not words, of course. And just keep in mind, he was one of those that sacrificed all to give us the liberties that we have 237 years later. That would be to the present. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And dun 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 dun. Why is that, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because...
Were you waiting for Pretty Little Princess?
No, I like Stephanie.
Okay.
That's fine. The
I can play Hail the Chief if you like.
I kind of like that. Okay. I was going to address how special that was. All that dun-da-da-da just for me. Yeah. Thank you. I feel so special today.
I'm glad.
Well, the reason why that is, Mr.
Dean... I live for, Pete.
I'm sure. Is because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ's head, in your own, not in someone else's. Now, before we continue on, of course, we got to highlight our product of the week. This is the last day that we are featuring our Price T-shirt, which is awesome. You know, we just had Thanksgiving. We're going to be having Christmas coming up here. And, of course, you're going to be out and about a lot during this holiday season of Christmas and New Year's and so on and so forth. But we've got our Price shirt T-shirt, which is actually one of our most popular items. And to give you a visual, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We actually have Elizabeth modeling it for us there. But you can see on the very front, it's the veterans pushing our flag up at Iwo Jima. And it says, "What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran." On the very back, it has Christ on the cross. And one of the best pictures I've ever seen of Christ crucified on the cross.
Is that Eric Hollander?
Yeah, Eric Hollander is very realistic, as it probably was.
If there's such thing as a prophetic painter, this is the guy. He's worked with Steven Spielberg. He did Jaws Reunion. The guy is second to, I mean, he's just there. He's second to no one.
And
we'll leave that up for them to decide. But check this guy out and tell me that his paintings are not very prophetic.
Yeah, what's great about it is sometimes you see pictures of Jesus on the cross and there's no whip marks, there's no blood. It's just not realistic.
Yet the Bible talks about blood over 444 times in the
right.
King James Version.
And
yes.
He was marred more than any other man. He was bruised for so on and so forth.
Wait a second. Let me just kind of put a little interjection of thought into this conversation this plea and this fleece that you're giving to the people right now. So just think about that. If the American people knew that they were a blood-bought people, and the American people realized the sacrifice given for their freedoms, let's go to Arlington Cemetery again. Do you think that the American people would allow what they allow today by tolerating what they're tolerating through this criminal administration today?
Not if they truly understood the sacrifice.
Is that why the Bible talked about blood over 444 times? Because he wants us to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Christ crucified in him alone? That's
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen. And what's great about this T-shirt is you can wear it wherever you go. You can preach all the time without saying any words. Just let people see your T-shirt as you're walking into Walmart, the gas station, you name it. It's stunning. Go to shop.sonsofliberty.com.
Stuns.
I said
No, I like that.
You know, it's because I said
this
stunning that I'm saying sons. Okay, let's rewind. Can you do
But it's okay because most people don't pay attention to it. Let me say this. Sometimes when I listen to talk radio or if I have to watch the news as I'm walking through the airport or sitting at a restaurant,
right. Mm-hmm.
I watch some of these news commentators and these anchors. They make me feel good.
I know.
But you know what? No matter how bad they are, how many mistakes they might make, just like I just made three of them in the last sentence, no matter how many mistakes that they make, I still don't care. If I'm doing a radio show and I make a mistake, I beat myself up over it.
And then
I'll listen to the radio show and it's like, man, that was a good radio show.
And you know, the thing is, too, is people are not going to be as hard on yourself as you're. Well, some people are. But I remember once that I was in high school theater and the director once said to everybody, no, the audience will never know that you screwed up unless you let them on.
Yeah, I'm a drummer.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, so if I'm a drummer and I make a mistake, everybody in the room that's listening to me is going to know that I just made a mistake. Now, what makes a professional drummer, say some that teach others how to play the drums, you need to make sure that they don't know that you made the mistake.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know what? We're real. And we can say I've had a very
tangible,
slow brain
flesh
these past
and blood.
Just couple days. Of course, my brain is usually quick as a whip, right?
Yes.
Yes. Except for today and yesterday, I've had a very slow brain. Thank you. I appreciate
you did?
That. I did. I was saying something. I was talking to Liz on the phone today, and
maybe you need a cube of sugar.
I won't even say what word I got messed up. It was one of those unbelievable things.
What, easy one?
It was so easy. It was like, oh, my gosh, I'm
embarrassed.
Just go ahead.
Come on. If this is true humility by showing everybody who you really are.
All right, this is a true story. Okay, so last night, Liz sends us an email, and I'm like, okay, we can't open up your...
Liz is the assistant. She works on the media, so on and so forth.
She works with all the monthlies, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty.
Yes.
So I'm like, well, we can't open up your demos. And she's like...
I am embarrassed. You know what? I'm glad that you're not my wife.
I said, I'm like,
not on the radio anyways.
I'm not your wife on the radio?
No. Behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. But anyway, so she's like, what is demos? And I'm like, oh my gosh, Liz. I'm like, she's like, demo? I'm like, it's the S that threw me off. I was so tired.
Demos.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Demos. And I'm saying
okay,
demos.
Now, just for the sake of that, friends.
Look at that humility I've just been willing to share with 53 countries and across America.
I think it's great. I think because everybody that's about ready to judge you right now, within the next 30 seconds, they're going to stumble over their words.
That's right.
Folks, you got Bradley, Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, and the...
Daughters of Liberty.
1-866-233-0747. Hey, if you've made a mistake, give us a call. Hey, that's a good way to get callers calling in here. Okay, be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, my shy friends that love to email me and text me and Facebook me. Maybe they make a lot of mistakes on the radio, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
speaking
true.
Of which, hang on one second. I just wanted to give a shout-out to James Young from Louisiana, who helped rewire the studio. Because, James, without you, sir, we would not be sounding as good as we do right now. And you just helped, add on to the...
Amen.
He
really did.
...the sound here in a major way.
Thank you, James.
James Young from Louisiana, we give you a high five. Now, before I get to the next point, Stephanie, I wanted to kind of highlight because... Right after that last break, during the first segment, the break right in between the last segment and this segment, just clarifying so you can understand.
The break from the first segment.
Yeah, okay. So now we're on the second segment.
That's correct.
Okay, see, one.
Two.
There we go.
Woo!
Okay, now you shared some more with me, and I think it was so interesting. I think that maybe our listeners would want to hear the next story. Please, don't nod your head like you don't want to tell them. Please, it's important. Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I think my stupidity is kind of shared with the
Hey, listen, folks, just so you know, if there's any unspokens around here, it's never swearing. That's, we let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the edifying to those that hear us, okay? So aside of that, Ephesians 5. I also wanted to say this, Ephesians 4, sorry. But in saying that, Stephanie, you basically were getting words mixed up.
No, I was trying to crop something.
Yes.
And it didn't come up.
So you can leave the rest of their imagination.
I was trying to say, oh, yeah, how do I crop this thing? This was just today. And, you know, that's true. And so I had some difficulty. But, if I could just throw our producer in here a little bit. He actually said that he was flying. He was floozing.
That's true.
Around.
Yeah. Did you want to add on to that, Chase?
Just so we're not the only people.
Come on. Let's show the realism. Hey, we're being transparent. So, they're not used to transparency because they have to deal with this criminal administration, okay?
Yeah. No, I figured it out, though, because when we went flying out to D.C., I figured out what floozing was when I was snoozing on the
plane.
You don't think about that one.
Yeah. Floozing on the way out there, and it was a very
okay. Getting a little cheesy here, guys.
This is what he said in all seriousness. He goes, yeah, my friend's a pilot. He flews around like famous people. We're like, flews around famous people?
Yeah.
But anyway, we've had some
We're the kind
slow...
of people you can always trust, though, because we're willing to go ahead and cut ourselves down
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. So getting back to this, if you'd like to go ahead and order our t-shirt, please do so at shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Was that better? Shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, not stuns, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, before we continue on, we had a great response that we received actually from Tracy.
Tracy K, her name is, a couple days ago
on Facebook.
This is a very
nice comment. In all seriousness, we're talking about the Price t-shirt. She said, listen to a podcast, the radio show, recently from Second Hour on Saturday, November 23rd, where Bradley talked about the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Bradley talked about how perfect the guards' uniforms were, their medals, shoes, etc., and their physical condition, etc. How perfect in appearance and how it all has to be in so much preparation goes into it beforehand. Then Bradley stated, if this much effort goes into representing the dead, how much more should the church represent the living?
Oh, true that.
Yep, and she said that was an excellent analogy. I was at Arlington Cemetery a few weeks ago and took this picture. So she posted on Facebook, if you want to see a tomb guard, there's the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Cool.
And as you mentioned, we will be talking about self-inflicted hate crimes today, and this is a good comment that we received.
Oh, the saga continues.
Yeah, well, I'll do the intro to the saga.
You know, by the way, I had just recently a girl email me, and she said, Bradley, I've known you. I've been following you for years, and I emailed her back, and I said, how is it that you know me so well? And it was from 18 years ago, so I knew who she was. You know, mm-hmm. these people love to go around and say, oh, man, me and Bradley are like best of friends.
Great acquaintances talk to each other once every 18 years.
I guess so. And mm-hmm. it's interesting, when our street teams are out there doing the stuff, how many times I had people come up to our street teams, oh, yeah, I know Brad.
Oh, yeah.
I know Brad. One particular time we had one of these kids, I said, I want you to bring him to church. And he came to church, this one particular kid. He had the gall to show up. He did. Hey, Brad, how's it going? And I'm looking over, and I'm like, who's that? Do you remember this?
I do remember. It's the old office.
Oh, and his face got a little red, and he kind of felt stupid because I didn't know who he was, but he knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with what, you know, when people say, I know him so well. But the point is this. I was talking about the waitress who likely lied about anti-gay note and lie of a type or a tip.
In lieu of the
tip.
See,
I just said mm-hmm. type yep, of yep. a tip. Is accused of a bigger lie. The saga continues.
Mm.
She said, Bradley, why are you continuously, you know, persecuting these people? And I said, persecuting who? I said, I've noticed that the radical homosexuals are persecuting anybody that doesn't agree with their radical ideology, dangerous ideology. And by the way, Mrs., I am a Christian, self-proclaimed. It's also interesting that God calls an abomination which you find to be so acceptable in community. And it's not about attacking anybody, and namely any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely our posterity. So why don't you stand up for your posterity, know what the facts are before you stick both feet in.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's interesting that she would call it persecution. Listen, this lady,
she's fallen right in line with the spirit of the world.
Right, this waitress, so she lied.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
So she's breaking the commandments. We're just calling it out for what it is. That's not persecution. That's
don't do that. I mean, that's like when a cop, mm-hmm. when someone's actually violating the law. I mean, do you see people that are pulled over by the cops for speeding?
Those cops are persecuting them.
That's exactly right. That's do you see all the people driving by saying, look at the persecuted. The cops are persecuting again. Look at them pigs. They're persecuting those that are violating the laws.
I suppose the judges, when they pronounce judgment.
That's right. Would you not be angry with someone that called a good cop a pig? Because I am. I've got lots of friends that are cops. Back off if they're doing their job, because they're our friend's friend, not our enemies. But these people, they're in agreement with the spirit of the world because they don't know the word of God. But what's new? There's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, just link into what you're saying when you're talking about the self-inflicted hate crimes.
Yep.
We got this good response from YouTube. It was a YouTube comment on one of your YouTube pieces on Matthew Sherman.
By the way, we could spend how many hours on our comments?
I know. I'll only do two. It's three altogether.
Okay. Thank you.
This person said, good job getting the word out about the homosexual agenda. You were exposing the Matthew Shepard lie. That was a YouTube piece. That's also on Sons of Liberty Radio if you want to go to that. Also, your most recent article, Self-Inflicted Hate Crimes, as you'll be talking about today, on the Western Journalism, Western Center for Journalism, which is westernjournalism.com.
Those guys are great.
There's 1,600 shares on Facebook, and then there's 1,600 other shares. You can do a bunch of different kinds of things over there.
Sure.
So that's good. And want one good quote from yours truly. That would be Mr. Bradley. Dean.
Thank you.
He said,
now you're my wife again on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just love that.
I'm a piece of bread that needs to be buttered.
Okay. Yeah. Did I mention you look great in this actual visual of you saying the quote? Because we do these word art
quotes. Go ahead and give the quote, and then we'll bring them to the new website that's in transition right now.
Perfect. Okay. Considering that all crime. Wow.
See, we are doing it, friends. Yep.
Considering that all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to...
Wow.
You have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to whom is doing the hating. That's from Mr. Bradley.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Back to you. Okay. Is it true about blondes?
Now, yeah, I know today the blondes, I'm feeling as though I'm falling in line with that stereotype of blondes.
Okay.
Typically, I'm extremely intelligent, of course.
Well, you were an A student. That is true.
I was an A student. But the reason why I was an A student is because I worked hard. It wasn't that I was a big brainiac. I focused on my work.
No.
I did it when I got home, and everything was good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And plus, the teachers really liked you.
They did. But, you know, here's the deal. You know, the school's into what you're talking about here a little bit. Oftentimes in school, you'll find students that can't stand their teachers.
Yeah.
And the reason why they can't stand their teachers is because they don't do their homework. They don't show up on time for class. They screw around during the class times, okay?
Yeah.
So the reason why they don't like the teacher is because they themselves are not doing the work.
Okay, that's
so
not...
I did not have a problem with my teachers because
I
did the work.
But let me give you a different perspective.
Sure.
I didn't like some of my teachers, not that I didn't like them as people. I didn't like the fact that when they came over to me and actually helped me with an answer, that I could actually taste their breath.
See, that's a whole
different story.
Okay,
now that's... Oh, it is, and it's gross, and
yeah.
I don't like it. That's preacher rule, friends. When people have bad breath, there's nothing worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
We call it preacher rule because a preacher has to answer questions and minister, so on and so forth. And oftentimes you pray for people. The last thing they want to be thinking about when you're praying for them and they're already going through it is the fact that they got to defend themselves from your rotten breath.
You know, I'd be good if
your
we halitosis.
Get with
Sons of Liberty breath mints, like a nice little metal container saying Sons of Liberty with the Altoid type, you know,
yeah.
Right? And I think that'd be great. A perfect Christmas
gift. Okay, so that was some of the reasons that I didn't like some of the teachers that I had.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That would be understandable.
Well, and it was.
And we're going to
you know, that's one of my pet peeves. Can't stand
I know,
it. It's like, oh, dude, roll down the window or something because I'm not going to inhale that anymore.
You don't want to have to back up when someone's talking
no.
to you. You want to be able to freely talk with them. Now, that was the transition into the new website. Were you going to say a word or two about that?
I'm about gagging right now on a serious note just thinking about it. Wow. And you know what happens after every time I get done speaking? You know, kids aren't that bad. I mean, for the
babies
most part.
Babies have great breath.
Oh, babies have mm-hmm. great breath. But you should never, ever walk up to someone with bad breath. But every single time I get done ministering, teaching, whatever the case might be, without fail, I will have to sit there for a half hour to an hour just to listen to everybody's story.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they throw it all over me, and you get the point.
Yes, I get the point. Yep. Now,
and sometimes when you can taste somebody's breath an hour or 2 hours later, hey, listen to me, there's something wrong with that, okay? Enough said.
I have to say that breath thing is pretty upsetting for you.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I really don't like it. I'm saying that in a serious tone. I really don't like it.
I know we've gone on for it about a while, because I understand. But when we come back, we'll transition, tell them a little bit about the website with that clip art
yep.
of you and your cult.
And then we'll jump over to self-inflicted hate crimes. And friends, the saga continues. If you would like for me to quit talking about this, then you got to tell these people to quit doing what they're doing, because I ain't going to stop until it's over with. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0744.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I'm either the phone lines are down or only the emails work. What do you think?
Well,
the phone line, I see one of the 1-866-233-0747.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there probably still doing their shopping, you know, from Black Friday.
That's true, but they can
Saturday.
Still hear us, and everybody's got a cell phone.
That's true.
1-866-233-0747.
Are you all right over there?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, we have to hit the transition now. We got to do it first before you get
into something. Well, you said you wanted one more thing to kind of hit off.
Oh, here. That was my last thing, but that was transitioning us because I had that quote of you in that word art. So usually Bradley's quotes are in a text art, which means his picture is next
yes.
to the quote. It's a very cool thing. But we are right now in transition on our website with the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
We are doing a bunch of new things, new photos, revamping.
Looks
it's gonna
awesome.
Look, yeah, it's going to be excellent. For those of you who have not yet seen our banner of Bradley next to all the crosses and the gravesite, which is outstanding, again, done by Eric Hollander, who worked with Steven Spielberg. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're putting up new pictures, revamping the whole thing. It'll be exciting. So we'll keep our listeners up to date as we continue to switch that around. But if you want to kind of have fun, you know, it's kind of like building a house every, you know, 3 weeks, check it out and say, ooh, this is different than that. Or, and
yeah.
then a week after that and kind of see how things are transpiring, you're going to love it.
Yeah, but we're making change and transition to while actually bringing forth reclamation to who we are.
Amen.
And the price paid for our liberties is really the heart of this message, which, by the way, in the Christian theology, that's the very essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the pearl of the church, Christ crucified.
Amen.
So anyways, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You're dismissed.
Thank you.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. School's over.
I hope everybody doesn't start calling now that I'm gone. I would feel pretty insulted.
I won't answer the phone until they do, Stephanie.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, so you're in here with me right now.
I appreciate that.
Okay, remember the the outlet that actually said that I was trying to make conservatism look cool? You know, it's interesting. Chase was doing a little homework today because we were finding their contradictions, because that's all they do is contradict themselves at every turn. And what he found was, a while back, actually, it was, hey, Chase, the date that you got this, October 29th of 2013, I was picked as one of the worst right-wing statements of the week. One of them. But the same page. Same outlet. If that's what you want to call it. I was in the likes with Kevin Swanson. He is begging you not to buy those lesbian Girl Scout cookies. Okay, that's one of the worst statements. Right-wing statements. Okay, so they're actually advocating lesbianism. Men's writer Paul Elam, it's okay not to care about female rape victims. I bet that's exactly what he was saying. We got North Carolina Republican official doesn't want those lazy blacks voting. I bet you that's exactly what he was saying. North Carolina, yes again, State Rep Larry Pittman. Obama, not a traitor. To Kenya, where he was born, of course. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We don't want that. We got to call these guys out for telling the truth. Then we got number five, Sheldon Adelson. Nuke Iran, he said. I bet that's probably what he was saying. And he may very well have said that, as a matter of fact. Number six, Joe the former plumber. Democrats are the lynchers. Well, friends, when you do a little homework, you will find out that that's exactly the truth. So what they do is they speak evil of the truth, and they speak evil of the way of truth, Scripture tells us. And that's exactly what these, you know them as lefties, are doing. Number seven is Coach Dubenmeier. That's it. I know him, as a matter of fact, Dave Dubenmeier. He said, Christians are being bullied into not bullying gays. Of course they are. You can even ask Kevin Jennings that, because that's exactly what he said, that the gay lifestyle is nothing more than is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, he told on himself. Just pull the curtain back behind these criminal minds, friends, and you're going to find out exactly what they're saying. They're simply speaking the truth. They're speaking against those that are speaking the truth. They don't want to be uncovered. Number eight, that would be me, Bradley Dean. President Obama is both secretly publishing Sharia law. He is. He's not secretly pushing Sharia law. He's doing this openly. For those that have, unless you were just born yesterday, you can probably see this taking place. He's entertaining your enemies in the White House. For some reason, these people just, you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And secretly gay. Well, I don't know if it's just me or not, but didn't they come out as the first gay president? And he's the guy stacking the courts of 225 homosexuals into key positions in government. I mean, you know, what am I thinking, you know? I mean, again, I'm so happy that I'm on their outsource, their resource, if that's what you want to call it, 10 worst right-wing statements of the week. I'm number eight. Number nine is group of Christians refuse to tip waiter. Wait a second. Group of Christians refuse to tip waiter, but are nice enough to leave a note explaining homosexual lifestyles an affront to God. Huh. Well, you know what? If that's the case, they have every right in the world to do that. What, is there a law now that says that I don't have, like, freedom of speech? And I mean, now is it law that I have to leave a tip? I didn't know that that was the case in the United States of America. But according to these people, it is. Number 10 is Texas Rep. Steve Stockman. Ted Cruz is a brilliant, heroic, visionary leader. See, again, friends, what they love to do is they love to attack the truth. And by the way, what they're afraid of is what they always attack. If you're a threat, they will attack. Let them attack, because it shows you what they are afraid of. And again, we are called to dispossess, not by the sword, my friends, unless it ever comes to that, but not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. When you look at Scripture, we are to dispossess, spiritually speaking, not to be possessed or dispossessed. Okay? You get the point. All right, now. Now, if you look at the backgrounds of some of these guys, their bios, you can see that for the most part, they're, well, Not every single one of them. I don't know every single one of them, but for the ones that I do know on this list, they're all good guys, and they're all out there doing the stuff, and that's why they're being attacked. But let me go back to one of the things that I brought up. How much time before the next break, Chase? Okay, I got 5 minutes, so I got enough time. Friends, you remember last week I brought up a self-inflicted hate crimes, and let's go back to the story actually where they actually tried to demean those that were, you know, saying that they didn't want to leave a tip. Here, let me just go to the statement as they said it and reported it. This was a while back. This was in October, but this is what's happening today. A group of Christians refused to tip waiter but are nice enough to leave a note explaining homosexual lifestyles an affront to God. It is. It's not just an affront, friends. It's not just a sin. It's an abomination. Read the Bible. And when you look at the fruit of these people, you'll understand why. But recently, three, 4 days ago, I was talking about a gay waitress in New Jersey who said a family refused to tip her and left her an anti-gay note, not pro-family, friends, an anti-gay note that may have been made up, a hoax. The whole entire story, they said, may have been made up. Okay? I'm going to play this piece for you. When I come back, I'm going to share with you as to how the saga continues, because now she's busted again. Her friends that were around her are coming forward and saying everything she says, there's a lie around it. But listen to this report given by NBC. Here you go. It's not plain.
Customer now claims after that restaurant receipt went viral, making national headlines.
Bryn Gingras is here now with a stunning new twist you'll see only on News 4. Bryn?
Well, Shebone, check. It's a case of she said, they said. It was days after that story aired that a Bridgewater couple noticed their copy of the bill looked remarkably like the one waitress Dana Morales posted online. Except not only did they say they generously tipped her, but they never wrote that hateful message. And it's possible it was all made up.
When a New Jersey waitress said she was stiffed on a tip because of her lifestyle, the sympathy and the cash came pouring in.
I'm donating pretty much $3,000.
News 4 is one of many media outlets that reported on the former Marine's shocking and offensive story.
People are very ignorant. They should be ashamed of themselves for watching.
There was one couple who was watching and took those words to heart.
Don't think that way. Most tolerant people, I don't care what you do in your life. You're a good person.
I sat down with a couple who asked we not show their faces. They told me it was their family who Morales served that night, and their customer copy of the check proves Morales' version of the story doesn't add up.
100% you know that's your check.
Yeah, I can actually tell it's my name under the fuzzed out name.
In fact, both copies of the check have the same date, timestamp, but the totals are different. The family says they left an $18 tip. They even provided News 4 their credit card statement showing those charges on their Visa. That's something that also puzzled the restaurant manager.
So why would her credit card be charged this much, $111.55, including a 20% tip?
How do you know this is an odd copy? You know who made it?
Because I have a copy of her credit card statement being charged this amount.
And that message, I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle and how you live your life, the couple says it's not even their handwriting.
And I said, oh, my God, she's doctored up our check.
They just said it's possible you made this up because this isn't their handwriting and this isn't how they left the check.
That's not my handwriting. I don't know. Again, I don't know.
Tonight, we talked to Morales, who's sticking with her story and says she's certain she wasn't tipped.
You see why they're upset?
I guess. I mean, I'm sure.
Because it's a disgusting thing to do, to write that, you know, the restaurant profits from this. Obviously, Dana is profiting from this. And it's fraud. It's a scam.
In a statement to News 4, Gallup Restaurant says it opened an internal investigation and Morales is still waiting tables. And this family, who says they dined at Gallup many times before, well, they say they have no intentions of going back.
I think there's enough hate and intolerance in the world that to create it when it wasn't there is shameful and dishonorable.
Now, the family believes this may have, what may have happened is this was just triggered by a misunderstanding. The family says they were told their server's name was Dan, not Dana. Dana did say that the family called her Dan and says she was offended.
Isn't that interesting? She dresses like a boy because she wants to look like a boy. Her name is Dana. Someone actually calls her Dan because she looked like the boy that she wanted people to think that she was, and she gets mad about that. We're going to come back and share with you as to how the saga continues. 1-866-233-0747. Great job, Don.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Guys down at GCN producing, just wanted to give you a high five and tell you thank you for doing a good job. Appreciate you very much. And I know you hear me. Got probably a little bit of a smile on your face right now. You know, you guys are the unsung heroes. You guys are the ones doing everything behind closed doors. And you know, you guys help me shine like a diamond. The best that you can, of course. And I appreciate that very much. Folks, we've been talking about self-inflicted hate crimes and the waitress, you know, Dana Morales, 22 years old. She's got quite a history, friends. This just came out, as a matter of fact, yesterday. Waitress who lied about anti-gay note and lie of a tip is accused of a bigger lie. This one will really tick off the military vets. The New Jersey waitress accused of lying about receiving anti-gay note instead of a tip has a long, 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 oh, it's unrolling, friends. Oh, long history of lying and is always in need of sympathy and empathy. So they're always putting themselves in the position of the victim. Just like I've always said, friends, while they themselves perpetuate the crimes. Just like I've always said, hey, friends, if they're not there, just ask Rachel Maddow, man. They'll put words in your mouth for you. Yeah, they'll make everybody believe that you did and said something. And in fact, you had nothing to do with it. Matter of fact, they'll take your meaning and they'll twist it on you. They'll spoil your soul. What you meant for good, they'll turn it to be made out to be evil. Now you can understand how the love of God works. That's why Christ was hated, John 15. That's why David was hated, Psalm 109. But let me go on here. In addition to lying about getting an anti-gay insult on a recent receipt, Dana Morales, 22, is also accused of lying about her military service and falsely telling friends that she had a brain cancer and that her home was severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy. Every story she comes up with has a lie, co-worker Julie Howitt told the Journal News. Any tragedy that has happened, she's had to be a part of it. She needed sympathy and empathy, she added. Matter of fact, a former classmate of Morales told the newspapers that you can't believe much of what she says. Of course. These are the people that put evil for good and good for evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. You know, persecuting, I guess. No, I'm defending. Not persecuting, friends. I'm defending the truth. Just saying. Want to put that in perspective for some of those that just still don't understand what's going on out there. In what would certainly be the most egregious lie, Morales allegedly told friends, she's already been busted how many times, but now it's still allegedly, told friends that she somehow managed to survive an explosion that killed her entire platoon in Afghanistan. A U.S. Marine spokesman confirmed that the waitress served in the Marine Corps Reserve until May of 2013, but there was no indication of combat service in Iraq or Afghanistan. Of course there wasn't. She lives a lie, so therefore the fruit of her life is going to be what? The fruit is not going to fall too far from the tree. So therefore she has to fabricate the fruit, doesn't she? Morales failed to tell. To tell the truth in every turn she makes. But aside of that, she also failed to fulfill her reserve obligation, the spokesman said. The explosion, listen carefully, left her with back injuries that required surgery and a couple of months to recover. Larkin said Morales told her employer, but during her time off, Morales posted photos of herself on Facebook enjoying a trip to Florida with her girlfriend, they said. Of course she was. Oh, the pain she must have been going through hanging out with her girlfriend on her trip to Florida. Samantha Reedy of Pomona, who dated Morales for a month a couple of years ago, said Morales appeared to have undergone the back surgery and sent pictures of herself in pain, but Reedy said Morales told her that she had a quick recovery that allowed her to take the trip. Look at all the crimes that she's perpetuated since, friends, because she hasn't been dealt with after the first one, and then the second one, then here comes the third one, and here comes the fourth one. Morales, who stopped all contact with Reedy shortly after taking the trip to visit another girlfriend. Infidelity. I thought it was about love. She got engaged to the other woman when she returned. Oh, she dumped her girlfriend, man. Boy, I wonder why that happened. You know, as they sit there with those little question marks over the top of their head and that little bubble trying to figure out, where did that go wrong? Where did I go wrong? God doesn't make mistakes. Reedy said poems penned by Morales during the courtship that she kept appeared to have matched the writings on the restaurant receipt. Remember the receipt that was falsified? That the family said that was not our handwriting? Remember when Morales was being interviewed? She said that wasn't my handwriting? Yes, in fact, it was. She was willing to demonize somebody so she could put herself in the position of the victim. So she could have sympathy and empathy, and she could also gain through fraud, finances through the lie that she herself perpetuated. Well, when you dig into the mindset of some of these folks, you'll begin to see, like Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking in a mirror. Later, Elliott himself admitted to the police that the injuries were, of course, self-inflicted. You think? Can you say Elliott stepped in it all of the way? Oh, this brother from another mother stank. After I read this report, friends, I had to look up the word stupid, which in fact is a word, in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. It's defined as very dull, insensible, and senseless. Stupid, I say, not because, and not only because, he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if he contrived acted as if the contrived crime would go unpunished before the God who sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Just think, friends. Just think about this just for a minute. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without your Heavenly Father seeing it. Throughout the whole universe. The very numbers of the hairs on your head. Sorry, bald guys, but you still have fuzz, right? He knows the numbers of the hairs and the little fuzzies that you have on your head. The Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Friends, that's a blessing to me, not a curse. I live in the light, not in the darkness. And the Bible tells me that if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And that's what I want. That is the end of my aim. It's fellowship with His Son in Jesus Christ. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth me from all of my sins. And therefore, because I believe it and I have faith in the righteousness and the blood of Jesus Christ, I overcome by the faith that has been given unto me because I have been forgiven for His namesake. And if I've been forgiven for His namesake, I don't want to do anything to offend Him, to put Him back into that same position, because He died once. He died for the sins of the world once and for all. Not twice, not three times. Read Hebrews 6 when you get a minute. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. Folks, I mean, let me ask you the question. How much more backwards can it become? Again, let's go back to Morales. She's trying to look like a boy. Okay? She contradicts everything about the way that God created her. And everything about her that comes out of her contradicts God's truth and God's word. What would you expect? Now, considering all the crime that's motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to who is doing the hating. Yes, you got to ask the question, who's doing the hating? Who is doing the hating? I'm asking you the question, who's doing the hating, friends? You know, I had a homosexual this week just from Cambridge. Or was it Oxford? I'm sorry. Went on Facebook and he said, why don't you sell your hair for cancer patients? Isn't that cute? And I knew right away it was perverse, the conversation. I said, are you gay? He said, yes, you're homophobic. I said, can you define homophobic? Of course he didn't go there. And then I asked him the question. I said, so when does hate tell the truth? And of course he didn't answer that question. Because they can't. Because the truth is it contradicts everything that they do and live. Their very being is turned upside down, and they would have it that way. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We're going to roll over to the second hour. Folks, we're going to come back to this topic, self-inflicted hate crimes. I love this. I'm going to go over to Matthew Shepard really quick, too, so you can find out that that was contrived. Be right back.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.